This is Ed Serwin with USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending July 20th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 189.22 on Friday, which was $2.31 lower. The volume was only 812 loads, and that was about 12% of the total boxed beef sales for the week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all the different types of sales, was at 190.71, and that was $2.89 lower than the previous week. This is always a tough time of the year. For example, last year we went from 192 the first week of July to 179 the first week of August. Beef sales are always tough during the heat of the summer. The total reported boxed beef volume was 6,857 total loads, which was 380 loads less than last week. The formula trade was at 3,273 loads for the week, which was 109 loads less than the previous week, but still about 48% of the total sales. The outfront sales were 1,191 loads, which were 65 loads less than last week. And exports reported the only increase, and they were at 949 loads, which was 138 loads more than last week. And the NAFTA portion of those exports represented 391 of those loads, which was almost double of the previous week. And 558 loads were shipped overseas, which was slightly less. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade, the middle meats continued their decline, but the end meats firmed up a little bit. The outside primal cuts, which are rounds and chucks, they were steady to $3 higher. And the inside primal cuts, the loins and ribs, continued with steep declines. They were $4 to $14 lower, except select ribs, which were about steady. The savior for the cutout in light of those drastic declines in the middle meats has been the spike in the prices for 50% trimmings, which went from around the high 80s for early June to around 110 last week and kept the cutout from going lower. 50s are a major component of the sausage type products, which are favored grilling items during the midsummer period. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 7,145 loads per week, and that compares to 7,410 loads per week last year. That's 265 loads less than last year's average, and that's a widening spread that we've been seeing in the last couple weeks. The cow cutout was about steady with the last 2 weeks after firming up around the 4th of July. And the finished cattle trade was steady to weak at 119 to 120, and dress prices were fully steady at 193. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle jumped a whopping 20 pounds to 1,279 pounds, but it was after last week's abrupt decline, so it kind of evened out and climbed a little bit. That was compared to 1,264 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight has followed the normal seasonal upswing, and it was 5 pounds higher at 860 pounds, pretty much keeping in step with last year's 859 pounds, but up 23 pounds compared to the four-year average at 837 pounds. According to the latest NASH steer and heifer data, harvest numbers for May and June, we averaged 508,000 head per week compared to 515,000 head per week last year. That amounts to about 1,600 head per day fewer finished cattle harvested this year than last year. The choice select spread was about $5 on Friday as it continues the normal seasonal decline. And taking a look at the feeder cattle markets, the yearling type feeder cattle in the Southern Plains auctions were mostly steady to firm, but there was a few signs of weakness noted and also a few signs of increases. Stocker type cattle steady to $5 higher, as there were a lot more aggressive buyers on those lighter tag cattle. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions jumped about 15,000 head. It jumped up to around 34,000 head, which is a typical seasonal event. Those 500 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 154 to 184. The yearling trade on those 700 to 750 pound steers was at 144 to 153. And those 800 to 850 pound steers at area auctions were at 140 to 148. The Texas direct trade reported only about 8,000 head that was very unevenly steady on very reduced receipts. There was about 200 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 148 to 149 and about 900 head of 8 to 850 weight steers trading at 142 to 145 current FOB. Again, this week's big volume, however, was cattle on a delivered basis from out of the state. The Flint Hills of the Osage grazing areas contributed to quite a few numbers for delivery in the next few weeks. There was about 1,500 head of 800 to 850 pound steers sold delivered to Texas feedlots at 143 to 149, which was fully steady. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.